Welcome to Alchemist Tribune Deep Dives, hosted by the Academic Renegade. We're here to share insights and analysis from the latest articles in the Alchemist Tribune. Each week, we explore how doctorate holders are transforming academic expertise into entrepreneurial success. Let's dive in. Today, we're looking at something that I think a lot of us can relate to. It's this idea of academic entrepreneurship, and we're going to be diving deep into the Academic Entrepreneur's Manifesto.
Yeah, to figure out how can we use our academic backgrounds to maybe build a career outside of the traditional academic path. I think this is a really interesting conversation to be having right now, especially because we are seeing this shift away from tenure track positions being like the ultimate goal and marker of success in academia.
And this manifesto, it really does encourage academics to redefine success. And I love that about it. One of the things that it really emphasizes is this idea of impact, using your research and knowledge to make a real difference in the world. And they even highlight some really cool examples, like Dr. Andrew Nguyen, the co-founder of Coursera.
Talk about revolutionizing online education.
Absolutely. And I think what's so fascinating about his journey is that he didn't just jump into entrepreneurship. He was very strategic about it. He really leveraged his expertise in AI to identify this gap in the market, which was access to high-quality online education. And he built Coursera into this global platform by really focusing on a problem that he was personally passionate about solving.
That's such a good point. And it makes you wonder what other gaps are out there just waiting to be filled by someone with a specialized academic background, uniquely positioned to tackle.
I love that. It's such an important question to ask yourself. If you are thinking about going down this path, really assess what are those skills that you have and how do those connect to actual needs in the world.
And this manifesto, it actually dives into some of those skills that you hone during a doctorate, right? And it's surprising how many of them are valuable.
Oh, yeah. In entrepreneurship, things like research and critical thinking and project management, these are all assets that can be applied in a really powerful way.
So, is there like one skill that you think stands out as being super crucial?
I think one that people don't talk about a lot is communication.
Oh, interesting.
You can be a brilliant researcher, but if you can't communicate your ideas in a way that's clear and compelling to investors or partners or customers, it's going to be difficult to get your venture off the ground.
So this manifesto really emphasizes the importance of being able to translate those complex academic concepts into something that is digestible and impactful for a wider audience.
That makes a lot of sense.
The manifesto actually acknowledges that there are some challenges that you might face, things like self-doubt, financial concerns, maybe even a little bit of pushback from colleagues who are younger, a little more traditional in their thinking.
Absolutely, and I think those are totally valid concerns.
The entrepreneurial journey can be unpredictable.
Oh yeah, it can be demanding, for sure.
But the manifesto, it offers some practical strategies for navigating those challenges. And one of the key takeaways for me was the importance of building a really strong support network. Connect with other academics who are on the same path.
Join professional organizations. Attend workshops and conferences. Having that community of people who understand what you're going through can make a huge difference.
Yeah, it's not even just about support. It's also about having access to people who've done this before and can share their knowledge and their experiences.
One of the things I thought about when I was reading about the challenges was this idea of time management.
Oh my gosh, because it's like you're juggling research, you're juggling teaching, and then on top of that, you're trying to build a business.
It's a lot. How do you even begin to manage all of that?
And it's definitely a juggling act, but the manifesto emphasizes prioritizing and focusing on what truly matters. It's about setting realistic goals and breaking down those larger tasks into smaller, more manageable steps. You might even have to say no to certain commitments that are draining your time and energy.
That's a tough one.
It is, especially for academics. You're saying yes to everything. We want to do it.
All right, but I think one thing this manifesto makes really clear is that it's not just about the practicalities. It's also about mindset. Mindset is everything. You really need that entrepreneurial spirit to succeed.
You do. You have to be okay with taking risks. You have to view setbacks as learning opportunities.
Yeah, and you really have to have the tenacity to keep pushing forward, even when things get tough. And it reminds me of this quote from J.K. Rowling. She said, "It is impossible to live without failing at something unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default."
Wow, that's powerful. Yeah, and I think it speaks to that need to step outside of your comfort zone. Absolutely. And be okay with the unknown. And you know what? You, the listener, you've already demonstrated that ability to persevere.
That's true. You've gone through rigorous academic programs.
Yeah. You've conducted in-depth research.
Exactly. You've defended your dissertation.
No joke. Those are not small feats. Tap into that resilience as you explore this world of entrepreneurship.
I love that.
Okay, so we've talked about skills.
Yes, we talked about mindset, but what about the actual opportunities? Where can academics actually apply their expertise in this entrepreneurial world?
There are a lot of different paths you can take, and the manifesto highlights a few really exciting ones, like consulting, for example.
Oh yeah, that seems like a natural fit for academics, right? You're basically using your specialized knowledge to help organizations solve problems. And it's something that a lot of academics actually do gravitate towards.
And I think for good reason. Companies and organizations across all different sectors, they're really recognizing the value of in-depth research and data-driven insights. They need people who can analyze complex situations, synthesize information, and provide those evidence-based recommendations.
So it's not even just about having the knowledge, it's about knowing how to apply it.
Exactly. To real-world challenges that businesses are facing.
Yes, and that's where an academic's analytical skills and research skills can really shine.
So how can academics prepare themselves for that transition into consulting? Are there certain types of consulting that are maybe better suited for someone with an academics background?
One area where academics tend to excel is strategic consulting, where they're using their research and analytical skills to help organizations develop long-term strategies.
Interesting.
Another area is policy consulting, where their deep understanding of certain fields can actually inform policy decisions.
So think tanks and government agencies.
Exactly. Think tanks, government agencies, NGOs. They're often looking for academics to provide that expertise in areas like healthcare or education or environmental policy.
So again, it's about finding those intersections where your expertise aligns with real-world needs. But how do you actually break into the consulting world? It seems like a closed-off network.
It can be, but there are ways to build your network and gain visibility, starting by identifying firms that specialize in your area of expertise. Look for opportunities to attend industry events, connect with consultants on LinkedIn, even reach out to former classmates.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Who may have transitioned into consulting roles. Building those connections can be really valuable.
Yeah, for sure. What about building a portfolio, though?
Oh, yeah, because in academia, it's all about your publications. Publications are your currency.
Exactly. So what do you show potential consulting clients to demonstrate your capabilities?
That's where it gets interesting, because you have to reframe your academic experience in a way that resonates with clients.
I see.
So instead of just listing your publications, highlight projects where you've actually applied your research skills to solve. Practical problems. So, for example, if you've analyzed data for a research project, you can frame that as data analysis and interpretation. It's on your resume or portfolio. If you've presented at conferences, that's communication and presentation skills.
So you're basically creating a bridge between those two worlds.
Exactly. Highlighting the transferability of your skills.
Yes, I love that. What about those academics who are maybe less interested in consulting and more drawn to the startup world? Because that's where a lot of the cutting-edge innovation is happening.
It is. And startups offer this really unique opportunity to translate your research and your ideas into actual products and services. And the manifesto makes this point that you don't have to be a tech whiz. To succeed in the startup world, what matters is having a clear vision, a deep understanding of your market, and the ability to execute your plan.
So let's say you have this amazing idea that's based on your research.
Okay, where do you even begin to turn that into an actual startup?
The manifesto outlines a few key steps. The first thing is to validate your idea.
Okay.
Don't just assume that because you think it's brilliant, everyone else will too. Do your market research, understand if there's a genuine need for your product or service.
So test the waters before you jump in.
Exactly.
I like that. What about funding, though? Because startups require capital.
Yeah, they do. And our academics aren't exactly known for having tons of money lying around. So how do you overcome that hurdle?
That is a common challenge. But there are resources available. There are grants that are specifically designed for startups that are based on the scientific research, or technological innovation. There are university incubators and accelerators that can provide for funding and mentorship and resources to help you get your startup off the ground. In addition, Academic Renegade offers a boot camp to support successful planning and launch of your new business ventures.
So there's a whole ecosystem of support.
There is. It's not like you're just completely on your own. You're not just thrown to the wolves.
Exactly.
But what about navigating the legal and business side of things? Because that could be really intimidating.
It can be. And that's where it's so important to build a team with complementary skills. You might be the expert in your research area, but you might need to bring in someone with a business background to handle the financial and operational side of things. Or you might need to partner with a legal expert.
Yeah, to help you with all the legal stuff.
Exactly. To help you navigate intellectual property protection and regulatory compliance.
So it's all about recognizing your strengths and surrounding yourself with people.
Yes. Who can fill those gaps?
Absolutely. Collaboration is key. Collaboration is essential. And the manifesto really encourages academics to embrace that collaborative spirit.
That makes sense.
Another pathway that the manifesto mentions that I thought was interesting is policymaking.
Oh yeah, because it seems like academics, with their deep understanding of certain issues, they're the experts.
They are. They could really have an impact in shaping policies that affect our society.
Absolutely. And that's an avenue that's often overlooked by academics who are considering entrepreneurship. But the manifesto stresses that your research and your expertise can be incredibly powerful tools for actually influencing policy decisions. Think about it. You've spent years studying a particular issue, understanding all its nuances, identifying potential solutions. You're uniquely positioned to provide those evidence-based insights that can inform those policy debates and actually drive meaningful change.
That's such a good point, but how do you actually go about doing that? Bridging that gap between academia and policymaking, they seem like very different worlds.
They can be, but there are ways to bridge that gap. The manifesto suggests starting by identifying organizations that are working on policy issues that align with your expertise.
Okay, so it could be government agencies, think tanks, advocacy groups, even international organizations. Interesting.
Connect with people who are working in those spaces, attend policy forums and conferences, and look for opportunities to actually contribute your expertise to policy briefs or reports or white papers.
So it's all about finding those entry points.
It is, where you can demonstrate the value of your research and your insights.
Exactly. And it also requires a little bit of a shift in your communication style. Because you're not writing for an academic audience anymore?
You're not. You're trying to influence policymakers and even the general public.
That's a good point. So how do you make that shift?
The manifesto highlights the importance of being able to translate those complex research findings into clear, concise, compelling messages that resonate with a wider audience.
So it's not just about being right.
It's not. It's about being persuasive. It's about being impactful. And that might mean using storytelling or data visualization or other techniques to make your research more accessible and more engaging.
Okay, so we've covered consulting, we've covered startups, we've talked about policymaking. All very different paths.
Very different. But they all share this common thread of using your academic expertise to make a real-world impact. But one thing that I think is really important to talk about is the role of technology in all of this.
Oh, technology is huge. Because it seems like it's completely changed the landscape of entrepreneurship.
It has. And it's opened up all these new possibilities for academics.
Absolutely. And the manifesto dedicates a good portion to talking about how technology can empower academic entrepreneurs. Whether it's creating online courses or developing mobile apps or building digital platforms or even leveraging social media. To build your brand and connect with your audience, technology has become an essential tool.
So it's like technology has amplified the potential impact of your work.
It has. It really has. And it's not just about reaching a wider audience. It's about creating new forms of value.
That's a good point. Think about online education platforms. Coursera, Udemy, and many others support sharing knowledge.
Yeah, with millions of people around the world. It's incredible. It's democratizing education.
It is, in a way that we've never seen before.
I love that. But with all this talk about skills and opportunities and technology.
Yeah, I'm curious, what is it that really drives academics to take that leap beyond the traditional ivory tower?
The manifesto digs into this question, and it really comes down to a desire to make a positive impact on the world. Academics are driven by a thirst for knowledge and a passion for solving problems.
Yeah, and entrepreneurship provides this avenue for translating that knowledge and that passion into tangible solutions that can actually benefit society.
So you're taking all of that intellectual capital that you've built up over years of study and research and using it to make the world a better place.
Exactly.
That's pretty inspiring.
It is, and it's something that is resonating with academics across all different disciplines. They're realizing that their skills and expertise are valuable, and they can be applied to all these different challenges that we're facing.
So we've explored the challenges, the opportunities, the motivations behind academic entrepreneurship. But let's bring it back to you, the listener. What does all of this mean for you?
Yeah, what does it mean for you? How can you take these insights and apply them to your own journey?
I think the biggest takeaway for me from the Academic Entrepreneurs Manifesto is that your academic background, it's not a limitation. It's actually a huge asset.
It is. It's easy to think that a PhD is only valuable in academia. But the skills that you develop during that time, critical thinking, problem solving, research, communication, those are valuable in any field, especially entrepreneurship.
Absolutely. And this manifesto, it really encourages you to think differently about what success even means. It's not just about those traditional metrics like tenure or publications. It's about making a real difference in the world.
It is. It's about finding problems that you're passionate about and figuring out how you can use your knowledge and skills to solve them. And there are so many different ways to do that.
Yeah, I know we've talked about consulting, startups, policymaking.
We have, and those are just a few examples. There are so many other paths that you can take. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, this sounds great, where do I even start? What are some practical first steps? One of the most important things is to just be curious and explore. Don't limit yourself to your specific field of study. Talk to people who are doing interesting things in different industries.
That's a good idea.
Attend workshops, go to conferences, read books and articles. The more you expose yourself to different ideas and perspectives, the more likely you are to find something that really sparks your interest.
And I love how the manifesto talks about building a support network.
Oh, that is so important. Because you don't have to do this alone.
You don't. There are people who have done this before who can offer guidance and support.
Absolutely. Connect with other academics who are thinking about entrepreneurship.
Yeah. Join online communities. For instance, the Academic Renegade Alchemist has a community that supports those working through the process.
Yeah, that is a great one to consider.
Find mentors who can help you along the way, so you're not just thrown into the deep end without a life vest. There's a whole ecosystem of support out there. Now, one thing I think is important to remember is that this isn't about abandoning your academic rigor.
Oh no, it's about applying it in a different context.
Yeah, exactly. It's about bringing that same level of critical thinking and research to the world of entrepreneurship. And you know what? Don't be afraid to fail.
Oh my gosh, failure is part of the process.
It is. It's inevitable. It's not a sign of weakness. It's an opportunity to learn and grow. So embrace those setbacks.
Yes. Figure out what went wrong and use those lessons to move forward.
Absolutely. And I love how the manifesto encourages you to shift from this risk-averse mindset to one that embraces calculated risks. Because sometimes the biggest rewards come from stepping outside of your comfort zone.
They do, and trying something new.
I think that's so true.
As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a final thought-provoking question from the Academic Entrepreneurs Manifesto.
Okay, hit me with it.
What problem are you uniquely equipped to solve?
Oh, I love that. Think about your skills, your knowledge, your passions.
Yes. What impact do you want to make on the world? And how can you use your academic background to make that impact happen? I think those are the questions that can really set you on the path to a fulfilling and meaningful life. It's not just about starting a business or making money.
It's not about the money.
It's about aligning your work with your values.
Absolutely. And making a positive contribution to the world.
I love that. Thanks for diving deep with us today, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this exploration of the Academic Entrepreneurs Manifesto, and that it's inspired you to think about the possibilities that exist beyond that traditional academic path.
I hope so. And remember, your skills and your knowledge are valuable.
Yeah, and the world is waiting for your unique contribution. The world needs you. So until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
I love that.
Thanks for joining us on Alchemist Tribune Deep Dives. We're the Academic Renegade crew, reminding you that your doctorate is more than a degree. It's your launchpad to entrepreneurial success. For more insights, visit us at the Alchemist Tribune, where we're bridging the gap between academia and enterprise. Until next time, keep innovating.